When Anya awoke, she was covered with a thin, threadbare blanket made of coarse fibers that poked into the exposed bits of her skin. She shivered and realized that she was in a dank cell.
Where the hell am I?
She got up and walked the expanse of the 10-foot by 10-foot holding cell. The walls were made of smooth stone, and small rivulets of water cascaded down, only to disappear into a small drainage hole at one end of the room. Anya had no memory of being taken out of the shark when they'd arrived, but of course that would be due to the gas she'd breathed in. She wondered what was so top secret that they couldn't afford to let her know where she was.
Perhaps they know about the sword?
Sheila had been well briefed on Anya. That meant that there was a leak somewhere. Anya tried to figure out how they could have learned about the existence of the sword.
Does Garin have a leak in his organization? Or did Rue sell me out?
If that had happened, then Anya would see to taking care of Rue herself. Light came from a single bare bulb burning overhead. A small pull chain dangled from it. So they weren't necessarily looking to deprive her of sleep. That was good news.
Saltaneer. We're at least near the ocean, but where? Are we in some sort of massive underwater lair?
She wondered if Henderson was a reality instead of some story Sheila had told her. Anya tried to picture an old guy using his power to wield influence over the world by devising some mechanical shark that could terrorize people.
God, it sounds like a bad movie on a sci-fi channel.
She paced off the cell again just to get some blood flowing and tried to examine the walls. She wondered if they had any type of surveillance in the cell. But after checking the walls for what seemed like an hour, Anya couldn't find a single camera, pinhole or otherwise.
Hello?
Some water would be good. She looked around and saw nothing but the crappy blanket they'd given her to ward off the chill. She sat down and tried to figure out what was going on. She wondered if Cole was being held in another cell like this, if he knew what was happening, if they had killed him.
Did Sheila know about this before she jumped or fell into the ocean? Was it all part of some elaborate hoax designed to get the Seeker to move away from the Phantom so they could swoop in and claim it?
Anya thought of the story Sheila had told her regarding the crucifix of Joan of Arc. She wondered if there was another relic of Joan's that could affect the vulnerability of the wearer.
Immortality. Imagine what people would go through to get that. Anything.
That made this situation all the more dangerous. She closed her eyes and checked on the sword. It hovered in the gray mist, ready for her to use. Anya opened her eyes and felt the wall closest to her hand. There would be no sense in trying to hack her way out of the cell. She realized that she'd completely ignored the door to her cell, which was carved out of stone just like everything else. She could see no locking mechanism and figured it must have been bolted on the other side. A small slit cut into the door opened out beyond, but had a shutter on it. Anya went over to it and tried to push the shutter back so she could look out. It was locked. She slumped back. So they were doing their best to keep as much information from her as possible.
If I had prisoners, I wouldn't want them knowing anything about their surroundings either.
Anya's throat ached. She needed some fresh water. She glanced at the walls and the water running down them. She took a sniff and then put her lips to it. As tempting as it would be to drink the salt water, she knew it would kill her. If she took in too much of it, her liver would shut down and she'd die within a day. The shutter was drawn back. She saw a hand slide a tray of food and a container of water into the room. Anya dashed for the door.
Wait!
Anya looked down at the tray of food. A simple ham sandwich with lettuce and cheese. An apple sat next to it. And the container of water was a small 16-ounce bottle. Anya grabbed at it and tore the cap off. Her subconscious registered that there was no safety seal on the bottle, and Anya froze.
What if they drugged the water? What if they need to keep me doped up for some reason?
She needed the hydration.
I'll have to risk it. Oh, thank God.
The water hadn't tasted funny, which buoyed her spirits some. She looked at the sandwich and then lifted the slices of cheese to see if there was a hidden surprise. Nothing.
Mm.
Anya tore into the sandwich while washing it down with more of the water. She would need to save some for later, knowing that it was never a good idea to simply assume that if your captors fed you once, they would do so again. But the food tasted wonderful, and the apple was juicy, and helped replenish her as well. Anya chewed it slowly, welcoming the cleansing effect it had on her mossy teeth. Before long, her meal was finished. Anya tried to snuggle up to one of the dry parts of the wall and wrapped the blanket around her. She shivered and started to doze off. She wondered if there were generators or other machines designed to keep the drains flowing. If she was underwater in some sort of weird cavern, then they would need to keep the water under control, or else the entire place would flood in a second and kill them all.
Did you eat well?
Anya's eyes snapped open. There was no one else in the cell with her.
Who said that?
I did.
Anya scrambled to her feet. She'd gone over every inch of the cell, and yet someone was talking to her, presumably through a speaker of some sort that she must have missed.
Why am I here?
You're here because you threaten our plans.
It seemed to be coming from near the roof of her cell, but there was no way Anya could reach the ceiling to check it out. From where she stood, it appeared to be smooth stone, uninterrupted with any cracks or holes that would permit an intercom system.
And what plans would those be?
All in good time.
Tell me now.
No. I can see that you're busy trying to find the speaker system, so I'll leave you to that. Don't want to make it too easy for you now, do I?
It had to be someplace in the roof of her cell. It was possible they had a camera up there as well.
How long are you going to keep me in here?
As long as is necessary.
Well, if you're planning on holding me here for any period of time, I hope you have the whole bathroom thing worked out, because I'm going to need to use it soon.
She saw a pail come through the door before the shutter slammed closed again.
You can use the pail.
You've got to be kidding me. Don't you have a bathroom around here?
Of course we do. You do not, however. So I suggest you use the pail. We'll empty it during your meal breaks.
This is disgusting.
No one told you to get involved. Now you're simply living with the consequences of your own decisions.
Go to hell!
As you wish.
So I am under surveillance after all. And I have to use a pail as a bathroom. Fantastic.
She looked at the walls again and wondered if the sword would be able to cleave the rocks enough to get her out. It might just be worth attempting if they didn't clue her in on what was happening soon.
Next meal. If I don't have some answers by then, I'll take matters into my own hands.
She pulled the blanket around herself and started to fall asleep. Then she opened her eyes again. They could still watch her. Anya got to her feet and reached for the light cord.
No free shows.
Anya figured that at least several hours had passed since she had fallen asleep. She drank the last of her water, but Anya felt refreshed and energized. She couldn't detect any trace of narcotics in the food or water, nor did she feel the sluggishness typical of having been drugged, so it seemed fairly certain they weren't trying to keep her doped up.
Just a prisoner.
Within the confines of her cell, Anya had no way of knowing what time it was. She could only guess, but it seemed that another food break should be coming soon. Nothing had happened since the mysterious voice overhead had started speaking to her, so Anya decided that it might be time to get herself out of the cell. First things first, she had to figure out where the surveillance was. If they saw what she intended to do, they might be able to send people to stop her. The voice had come from above. She stared at the ceiling, trying to scan it in depth. But even so, the ceiling was at least 3 feet above her, and that meant she couldn't get her fingers onto the surface to check for possible hiding spots. Her eyes went past the light bulb, and she stopped.
Is it possible to conceal something in a light fixture?
She peered closer. The light bulb screwed into a socket that was embedded in the stone ceiling. But as Anya tried to peer past the brightness of the light, she thought she could see something there, a small grill wrapped around the base of the socket. It was a speaker, definitely. She stopped looking at it and smiled.
All right, I know where the sound comes from, but how are they watching me? Could they house both the intercom system and the video camera in the same socket fixture?
The light would make it hard to see much of anything happening in the cell. Ideally, they'd have the camera positioned elsewhere. That way, they could take advantage of the light source to get a good feed and picture of Anya. But if it was infrared or thermal, it wouldn't matter if Anya shut the light off. They would still be able to see what she was doing. She went to the door and ran her fingers all over the surface and the jamb. She figured it would make the most sense to house it somewhere near there. They'd have a clear shot into the room and be able to see her from all angles. Anya missed it the first time, but on the second round, her fingers felt a small nub that jutted out of the stonework. She went back and saw that it looked like a small half-dome of acrylic. So they had a pinhole with a fisheye lens to see the entire room clearly.
Wonderful.
What are you doing?
Excuse me?
You seem to be expressing a lot of interest in how your cell has been constructed. Take it from us, you can't get out of there until we want you out.
I'm not thinking about escaping.
Oh?
But I don't like being kept under surveillance. It annoys me. So I was looking to see where you've got the intercom system.
And you found it?
In the light bulb socket.
Good girl!
And the pinhole over the door.
Ah, you found that too, eh? Brilliant!
Is it really necessary?
Absolutely.
Why don't you just tell me what you want from me?
You'll know when we tell you. And not a moment before, Anya.
They knew her name as well. She wasn't all that surprised, but it was one more thing that annoyed her. She didn't like the other side knowing everything about her and her not knowing a damned thing.
Time to eat again, Anya. Enjoy it.
She turned as the shutter went up and the tray and a fresh bottle of water came through the opening. She had underestimated them. They knew that she'd try to make her escape during meal times, and they'd kept her distracted while this one was delivered. Anya looked at the plate of beef stew and French bread. There was a chocolate chip cookie for dessert, and the water. Anya was ravenous and realized that her body might be overcompensating for the stress and pressure of being held captive. She knew that there were a lot of different physiological reactions that could occur when a person was taken prisoner. Her system always seemed to demand food. She finished the stew and the last piece of bread, using it to mop up the gravy and small pieces of beef and carrots that had been left on the plate. She chewed slowly, relishing the last bite of the meal, which she had to admit was pretty damn good for prison food. The chocolate chip cookie had obviously been made recently, and it was soft, her favorite.
Oh.
Hello, Stockholm Syndrome. I've been here less than a day, and I'm already starting to find myself grateful to them for cooking me such nice meals.
It wasn't the exact definition of Stockholm Syndrome, but Anya knew that they were toying with her mind.
Fine. Let them. The next time mealtime comes around, I will get the hell out of here and find out what is really going on. Heaven help them then.
After dinner, Anya used the pail for the first time, after she shut the light off. It was an awkward and humiliating experience, but necessity demanded it. She dozed for an hour or two, keeping herself partially primed to any sounds that might signal a change in procedure. She expected it, since they would know she might have figured out their initial routine by now. If they were going to alter things, then she wanted to be ready for it, and this time she'd have the sword out when they came with her food. Still in the dark, she crawled back to the door and used her hands to explore the shutter. Even though it was locked shut, she could tell it opened to the other side of the door. That meant that the shutter could be lifted up and the meal tray slid through. But this time, Anya would be sliding her sword through instead. The trick would be to grab the hand as it came through the shutter and then use that to gain leverage.
But what then? I can't very well hold them in place and tell them to open the door at the same time. There has to be a better way.
She looked back at the shutter. It was large enough to accommodate the pail, but not by much. Anya was slim and lithe, but she wouldn't be able to wriggle through that opening. She had to make it bigger. Anya set to work on the shutter. She expected that it would probably have been locked with just a simple bolt, but she had to be careful. If they heard any noise in her cell, she would have visitors soon enough. And she didn't yet know if they could turn the lights on and off without her consent. She had to risk it. Anya braced the tip of the sword at the edge of the shutter and then stabbed at the opening.
They had to have heard that.
But nothing happened. Maybe they weren't paying attention to her cell right now. Maybe they were preoccupied with someone else. Anya bent back to the door and rammed the sword blade at the shutter. The bolt snapped off and the shutter flew open. She dropped to her knees and peered through the shutter. The corridor outside was dimly lit with bulbs set into the stonework at intervals of maybe 30 feet. They cast long shadows, and Anya couldn't see much beyond the range of their light. As it was, her head barely fit through the opening. But it had been a glimpse of the outside world, and she felt stronger now that she'd managed to get something they didn't want her to have.
I have to get out of here now.
She looked at the edges of the opening and saw that the stone seemed solid enough. But she figured if she could enlarge the opening, perhaps by a few inches all around, she'd be able to squirm through.
It's worth a try.
It hadn't been that long since her last meal. That meant the time to act was now. She pressed the sword's blade on a stone edge and started almost shaving the stone away. At first, nothing happened. But once Anya used her shoulder to put more weight on the blade itself, small flecks of rock started flaking away.
Oh, this is going to be a long haul.
But Anya had little time to consider the exertion required. She kept working on the stone on all sides, using the blade to whittle away at the opening. A small pile of stone and dust started building up both within her cell and on the floor of the corridor outside. It would have been so much easier if she could have somehow accessed the bolt that held her door locked, but she couldn't reach that high. As she cut deeper into the stone, larger chunks started coming off. She was worried that the constant chipping sound would alert her captors, but they hadn't yet interrupted her, and Anya was determined not to give them any breaks. Another large bit of stone came away in her hands, and she saw that she'd actually made a bit of progress. Anya laid the sword down and tried to squeeze herself through the opening. She had to force one of her shoulders through first, and then awkwardly bring the other one along. It was risky at this point, because if anyone came down the corridor, she was trapped. But no one did. Anya got herself halfway out. She used her feet, still in the cell, to give her more leverage to push her hips through. Her butt was squeezed up against the top of the jagged opening, and she was worried her pants might get caught. She pushed as hard as she could and squirted out into the corridor. She was free. Anya reached back into the cell and grabbed her sword, pulling it out into the dim light of the corridor. She glanced left and right and remembered that the noises earlier had all originated from the right side.
Time to go find out what this is all about.
Anya stalked down the corridor, expecting at any moment to hear an alarm go off. If her captors could control the lights and switch them on, then they'd see she had escaped. There was also the expectation that another meal would be coming. She might well run into the person who fed her.
What a nice surprise that will be for them.
The corridor sloped upward at a gentle angle. Anya noticed that there seemed to be a constant stream of water running down sections of the walls. Where the walls met the floor, small troughs had been carved to help funnel the water down and away, presumably to some sort of drainage system. Anya figured she must be in some underwater cavern. She tried to remember if she'd ever heard of underwater caves off the Nova Scotia coast before, and couldn't. Then again, she'd never really wondered if there were any. For all she knew, there could be vast amounts of them. Anya kept moving, preferring to stay close to the walls rather than out in the middle of the corridor. She tried to keep her shadow behind her, but with each light she approached and then passed, her shadow would move. She stopped. Ahead of her, she could have sworn she heard something out of rhythm with the rest of the ambient noise in the corridor. She knelt down and risked a quick peek around the corner. She saw a shadow and ducked back. In the glimpse, she'd made out someone about 6 feet tall, and he was armed and walking toward her. He wasn't carrying a meal tray. Anya waited until the very last possible second, and then, as the muzzle of his submachine gun came around the curve, Anya grabbed it and jerked him forward.
Whoa!
A pool of blood spread out from his body and then ran into the trough on the left side, quickly mixing with the water and sliding away toward the drainage area. Anya hefted her sword and used some of the water running down a nearby wall to wash the man's blood off. She dragged her victim behind the curve where she'd waited for him. It wouldn't do for long, but it might keep his corpse concealed for a few minutes. Anya took off again, walking up the slope toward a dim light she could see at its summit. It took her 3 more minutes of fast walking to reach it. Anya paused and sank down to her knees to get a better picture of what was going on beyond. Bright light greeted her, making her blink rapidly. Her eyes had been so used to the dim light that the sudden rush of illumination hurt her head. Anya looked back and blinked to further acclimate her eyes. What she saw amazed her. She was overlooking the vast expanse of a stone cavern that was filled with all manner of machinery. One of the things she thought she recognized was a huge drill that seemed to be boring right into the base of a giant stone. In the lower part of the cavern, Anya could see scores of people working on a variety of geological contraptions. Across from them, she saw a dock, and floating in the water, she spotted several submarines and 2 giant sharks.
2 of them?
Whatever she'd stumbled upon, it was obviously well-financed. To get this type of machinery and gear down here, let alone employ so many people in whatever processes were ongoing, would take enormous sums of money.
Who has that kind of financing available?
Sheila had mentioned Henderson. Anya didn't know if she was lying, or if there really was a man named Henderson who was fronting this entire operation. Surely this wasn't just about some crucifix. They wouldn't need resources like this just to recover a sunken relic. Anya looked around and saw more armed guards on patrol overlooking various parts of the cavern. The area where Anya knelt opened onto a ledge that seemed to run all the way around the cavern. It was on this catwalk of sorts that Anya spotted the other guards. And across from her, she could see a glass-enclosed control room. She noticed a series of monitors and computers. If she was going to get any answers as to what was happening here, she would have to reach that spot.
But what happened to Cole? Is he here? Are there other cells back there?
Anya wanted nothing more than to go back and check, but her gut instinct told her that Cole wasn't back there. Something inside her insisted that he was still alive, but where? She saw soon enough. A break in the machinery din caused her to look down and to the right. As she did, she saw Cole strapped to a board, arms and legs splayed. A guard nearby held a long wand that sparked at the end. Anya recognized the cattle prod and wondered why they were torturing Cole when, to her knowledge, he had no idea what was going on. She saw the guard touch the device to Cole's chest.
I've got to get to him.
But a quick glance around the catwalk told Anya that reaching Cole would entail her taking on 6 armed men. She looked around and tried to figure out how people gained access to the lower levels. Clearly, this area led to the catwalk, but going in the opposite direction, that might lead Anya down to where Cole was. She had to try. Anya ran back the way she'd come. She wasn't worried about running into anyone there. Her feeling was the prisoner cells were positioned so that someone could get to them from either the top level or from the bottom. Anya ran past her cell, relieved that no one appeared to have visited her since she escaped. She kept going along the corridor. It started to slope downward pretty fast, and Anya had to slow her pace or risk falling forward from her own momentum. She skidded to a stop 20 yards away from another doorway.
Hang on, Cole.
Anya crept up to the doorway and risked a look. The first thing Anya spotted was a group of workers in coveralls heading out of a room that hadn't been visible to Anya from the catwalk. One of them was still zipping up the coveralls. Could that be a changing area where she might obtain coveralls for herself? The group included 3 women, and Anya felt a surge of hope. She waited until the group passed her spot, and then she cautiously crept toward the next doorway. She could see a polished stone floor that gleamed from the constant dampness that seemed to pervade every aspect of this complex. Just beyond the doorway, she spotted a series of metal lockers set against the stone wall, and beyond them, another doorway through which Anya could see toilets.
And they gave me a pail. The bastards!
She checked the first locker and found it locked, but then spotted a bin full of used coveralls. Quickly, she grabbed one and stepped into it, zipping it up to her neck and effectively covering her body. She stepped out of the changing room just as two more workers entered.
Hey.
Hey.
Clearly, not everyone here knew who she was or even what she looked like. That was good news. Outside the changing room, she looked around and spotted Cole, still hung up on the wooden board. She started making her way over to where he was. The guards near Cole seemed not to even notice her as she drew closer and closer. Anya's heart hammered, but she had to commit to this. She had no idea how they were going to make it out of here, but Cole wasn't going to last much longer if they kept shocking him the way they were. She closed the distance to 10 feet and was ready to jump the closest guard when she saw a new guard come down from a circular stone staircase cut into the back of the rock.
Hey, that's enough now. There's no sense in killing him, at least not yet.
Cole's head slumped forward, and Anya saw sweat running down his body. She frowned and bit back the surge of anger she felt coursing through her veins.
Get him down and take him back to his cell.
The guards complied, and Cole fell forward into their arms. As he did so, his eyes fluttered open, and he saw Anya. Anya winked at him, and she saw the immediate reaction of relief in his body, but he checked it and nodded toward the area by the staircase. Anya looked over and saw something she hadn't seen before. A video camera was stuck on a rotating pole that covered that particular part of the lower cavern. No doubt its feed led back to the control room she'd spotted from the catwalk overhead. Cole was still staring at her, so she nodded once, and then he slumped forward again. Two of the guards dragged him away, and Anya was relieved to see that they headed back the way she'd come down from her own cell. The relief was short-lived, however. She realized that if they got Cole back to his cell, they'd see that Anya's own door was a mess and that she was no longer in her cell. She turned and started working her way toward where the guards were carrying Cole.
You there?
Yes?
It was the guard who had stopped the torturing of Cole, but he didn't look even remotely friendly. The submachine gun slung over his shoulder wasn't at the ready, but it was close to his hands.
Are you supposed to be over here?
Aren't I?
He pointed in the opposite direction that Anya was headed.
All drill workers are supposed to be over in that area there. Get over to where you need to be. You don't want the boss looking for you, and I don't need any extra bother today.
Okay, thanks.
Anya started walking in the same direction that she had been heading. She was close to the opening, just 6 feet to go.
Did you hear what I said?
Yep, I just have to check on something over here first.
Doesn't seem like you heard me.
Anya considered her options. If the guards got Cole back to his cell, she was finished. If she took this guard out, she was finished as well. There was no other option left but to make a messy scene. As she came abreast of the doorway, she grabbed a small rock she'd noticed on the ground and wheeled around, aiming with perfect accuracy at the guard's head. The rock struck him between the eyes and he slumped to the floor. Anya grabbed him and his gun before they could draw attention and dragged him into the changing room. She struggled and heaved until she stuffed the body in the laundry bin and then stripped off her coveralls. Anya grabbed the gun and raced toward Cole's cell. She turned the corner and came face to face with one of Cole's guards heading back at a run. She could see the body of the guard she'd killed in the distance. Anya shot her right leg out at the guard's head. Anya scrambled to her feet and grabbed at the guard's two guns, slinging one of them on her back and running for Cole's cell. As she ran, she wondered about the absence of radios on the guards. The solid rock that surrounded them probably made radios unreliable. She went up the slope toward the row of cells and saw the second guard examining the entrance of her cell. Cole was nowhere to be seen. The guard saw Anya and started to aim his weapon at her.
Hey!
Anya knelt next to the guard's body, grabbing his keys off the belt he wore.
Cole!
Anya?
She raced to a door past her cell. She got the door open and saw Cole struggle forward. He collapsed into her arms.
So it really was you. I hoped, but couldn't be sure.
It's me, you big jerk. Now come on, we've got to get you out of here.
She wrapped her arms around him and took his weight. He outweighed her by a great deal. Anya propped him up, but he tried to stand by himself.
Let me go. I can manage.
You sure?
I feel like shit, but if we can get the hell out, I'll fake it long enough to escape.
Anya took the submachine gun off her back and handed it to him.
It's gonna get messy before we're clear.
Cole looked down at the dead guard and scowled.
I wanted to kill that guy myself. Talk about a sadist.
No need now. We've got to get out of here. I've taken out 4 guards so far, and my actions won't stay hidden for long.
You got 4 of them? You've been busy.
They headed toward the lower level of the cavern. Anya led the way.
I saw a submarine from the catwalk, and there were 2 sharks. They are submarines as well.
Of a type, but I think they're here specifically to scare the hell out of anyone who stays in this area.
You have any idea what's going on?
Not a clue. For some reason, though, the gas they used didn't completely knock me out, so I was pretty aware when they unloaded me from the shark.
You must have been surprised when the shark swallowed you up, only to find that it wasn't real.
You could say that. I imagine you were the same way, obviously. But how the hell did you get swallowed up?
Long story. Let's just say that after I saw you presumably killed, I was more than a little upset with that shark. The next time it came around, I decided to take it on, and that's when it happened.
Take it on? You make it sound like it was some back alley fight.
Yeah, I know. Pretty insane, right?
Sounds like it. I'm glad you're here, though.
Well, we're not out of the woods just yet. We need to get one of those submarines and disappear before someone finds out that we didn't think too highly of our accommodations.
They passed the second guard Anya had killed with the kick to the head.
Impressive.
Necessary. Let's leave it at that.
Remind me never to get on your bad side.
Done.
They ran down the slope toward the lower level. Anya thought she saw pursuit coming up behind them, but she couldn't risk looking back.
Something tells me that our advantage of surprise may be up.
You may be right.
No doubt reinforcements had come in from the catwalk.
Damn it.
What?
Your cell.
What about it?
I can't believe I forgot. You were probably under surveillance just like I was. They had a camera in there, and the light was on. They know you're out, and they know I'm out, too.
Cole looked behind them.
That's not good. How do you want to handle this?
Anya checked the magazine on her gun and saw that it was full.
Only one way to play it, as far as I'm concerned. I wasn't born to be someone's prisoner.
Good, let's do this.
We'll be sandwiched between 2 sides if we keep going to the lower level.
Then let's do what they don't expect. Let's meet these guys head on and hit them before they can do the same to us.
Good plan.
They backed up the slope. Anya saw shadows coming at them. 3 by the look of it. She waved Cole to her side, and they both dropped to their stomachs. From the prone position, they would at least have a small advantage. The guards rounded the corner.
Now.
Now what?
You okay?
Yeah, just winded. I think that last session took a lot more out of me than I thought.
If you need a break...
What I need is to get out of this place. I can hold my own. Just point in the direction you want me to shoot and I'll get it done.
Anya pointed back down the slope.
We need to get back there now that we've eliminated this threat.
You think they'll be waiting for us?
I'd bet on it.
Great.
If we get down there and fight our way through, we head for the dock across the way. It won't be easy, but if we can make it, then we can get on board and escape.
You know how to pilot a submarine?
How hard can it be? As long as I'm surrounded by metal and bullets can't get to me, I'll be happy to learn as I go.
Stick with me. I'll get us out of here. Or at least into the water. I have no idea what direction to head once we do that.
We'll figure it out.
Anya slowed her pace as she came around a shallow curve in the corridor. She motioned for Cole to stop.
Probably the other half of our welcome party.
Now what?
What option do we have? We can't wait here all day and risk them getting more reinforcements or sending another party down behind us.
Best defense is a good offense.
I'll take the lead. You come second.
Right behind you.
Anya ducked down and slid out into the straight portion of the corridor that opened up on the lower level. She could see a stack of wooden crates near the doorway. This contingent was obviously smarter than their brothers on the upper level. They opened fire.
Shit!
This wasn't good. The longer they were trapped here, the better chances of them getting captured again. Anya had to do something to break the stalemate, or it would be all over for her and Cole.
You trust me?
What, I have to prove that to you now? Of course I trust you. Why wouldn't I?
Because I'm gonna do something that will probably seem pretty damned crazy.
So, business as usual, apparently.
She rolled her eyes and then handed him her submachine gun.
Here, take this.
What? You need this. Why give it to me?
Be quiet.
What the?
Not a word. I don't have time to answer any questions right now. If this doesn't work, then don't bother asking anyone about it. No one else knows.
All right.
Here's the plan. I'm gonna charge your position.
That?
You'd be surprised what this blade can do.
Or where it came from, but I won't ask.
Thanks. When I charge them, they're gonna be a bit surprised.
You don't say.
That's your opportunity to get some good fire on them. See if you can take out as many as possible as quickly as possible. If these guys are any good, they'll switch back and start shooting at me pretty quickly. And I don't think I can block bullets with the sword.
All right.
Isn't this fun?
I prefer diving with sharks.
Welcome to my world.
Is it really like this?
with an almost startling regularity.
Wow.
Make sure you don't shoot me in the back.
Anya ran straight at the stacked crates, her sword held up in front of her. The guard closest to her took two rounds in his throat and toppled backward.
That's one.
The second guard took a close stitch of bullets across his chest.
Two.
The third guard brought his gun up, but took a shot in the chest. His gun went off and stitched one of his fellow guards.
Three and four.
Anya dived forward. She scrambled over the crates and found herself within striking range of the next guard. He clutched at his stomach and fell. Another guard was trying to draw his pistol. She whirled and caught the final guard with a slash across his throat. Anya leaned against one of the crates. She brought her sword up just in time to see Cole come running toward her.
They all dead?
Nice shooting there, pal.
Glad it worked out. I've never seen anyone move like you did. I thought you were dead. I heard that one shot and then you just, I don't know, moved at the perfect moment.
Like I said, the sword does some amazing things.
That wasn't the sword, that was you.
Well, we can debate it later. For now, let's get the hell out of here.
Cole looked at the lower level, and Anya noticed that there weren't any workers down there.
This place was crawling with people just a little while ago.
What do you suppose happened?
Anya glanced up at the catwalk, but she couldn't see if there were any guards up there.
Well, we happened. They probably sounded some type of alarm that we didn't hear. They got everyone out of here so they could take us on without risk to the workers.
Cole pointed across the way at the dock.
They're the subs.
Yeah. And you notice how there doesn't seem to be anything in our way?
What do you mean?
No guards, no real obstacles. Just a nice, easy walk in the park for us. It's a trap. And I hate traps.
What choice do we have? We have to get out of here. And we still don't even know what's going on.
All good points.
Anya craned her neck and searched the catwalk. She couldn't see anyone up there. Even the windows on the control room had been shuttered. It looked as if the complex had been abandoned. But Anya knew it hadn't been. She took a few moments to really scan the area.
Cole.
Yeah?
Keep watch and stay quiet.
Cole nodded. Anya realized the first guard was directly above their position on the catwalk. He would be difficult to get past. He could wait until they were exposed by other guards and then fire down on them. They'd be dead before they knew what hit them. Anya carefully charted the positions of the other guards she could detect. They had the area well covered. These guards seemed to have a coherent strategy in place. And Anya fully expected that they would be shooting to kill, regardless of what their boss might have told them.
What do you think?
I know where they are.
If you say so.
But it's gonna be tough. We might not make it.
Has there been one thing about this entire mess that's been easy?
Not a damned thing.
Exactly. So why don't you tell me what you need me to do, and let's stop wasting time.
Anya headed back along the corridor and took a submachine gun from one of the fallen guards. She then collected the magazines from the other guns, so she and Cole would have enough ammunition.
You think they have any idea what we're doing down here?
We have to assume that they do.
So, what now?
Our biggest problem is the guy above us. He's up there waiting for us. I think they're planning to let us get out into the open, then have two shooters pin us down from the front. He will then pick us off from behind. It's a neat and efficient way to take us down without exposing any of them to any degree of threat.
So how do we get out of this?
They hold the high ground. That gives them the advantage. But if we can throw a wrench into their plans, then we have a chance.
And what's our wrench in this instance?
I don't know yet.
That's not the answer I was hoping for.
It's not the answer I hoped to give you.
Why don't you leave this one to me?
You're in bad shape. There's no way I'm letting you take the lead, not when you're injured.
I'm not that badly injured, and I need to do this. If it doesn't work, we'll try something else.
I hate to tell you this, but we're only gonna get one chance. If we don't pull this off, they'll just come down on us, and that will be it.
Even more reason to let me try it.
I don't know.
Look, you risked your life the last time we got bogged down. It's only fair that you give me my shot as well.
I had the sword.
And I have my incredible sex appeal.
Anya looked at the blank expression on his face.
Wow. All right, you can go for it.
I get points for saying that with a straight face, right?
Definitely.
Now, just wait until I clear the way, and then come on out and give me some covering fire from the guys in front of us.
What in the world are you planning to do?
Cole pointed at a small dolly nearby.
Can you grab that for me?
Anya got the dolly, and Cole took it from her. He glanced at the catwalk above them.
This should work. You said he was up there, directly above us?
Yeah.
Cole looked out into the open space before them.
Looks like a clear shot.
What exactly are you up to?
Cole lay down on the dolly.
Just watch.
And before Anya could say anything, Cole flopped on his back on the dolly and used his legs to push off out into the open. As he rolled out, Cole brought up the submachine gun and aimed the barrel at the guard above them. Cole came to rest out in the wide open part of the cavern. Anya immediately started firing up at the two guards in front of them. She made it to a crate in front of her and waited until Cole got down next to her.
Another stalemate. What side do you want?
I'll take the one at 10 o'clock. We need to get through this faster. They'll reinforce and chop us up.
I'm on the two.
Cole nodded toward the area under the catwalk on the other side.
We need to catch them reloading. If we can make it there, they won't have the drop on us anymore. We should have a clear run to the subs.
I like it. Now!
They darted from behind cover and zigzagged across the space toward the underside of the catwalk. Anya pulled Cole down behind a tall stack of machine parts. Cole blanched as a shard of rock cut his face. He drew his hand away, wet with blood.
You all right?
Yeah. How much farther?
If we can make 20 feet, we should be okay.
20 feet's a mile in this game. You think we can do it?
We've already gotten farther than I thought we would.
I'm tired of being shot at. It really sucks.
Tell me about it. You ready?
Another volley?
Yeah. Fire on the run. Go!
She fired upward as she ran and was 10 feet away from the safety under the catwalk when she tripped and fell. Anya jumped up and dove for the miner's safety behind another open crate. Cole made the safe area, but it looked like he was ready to come back for her.
Stay there!
She could tell the crate was flimsy and wouldn't stop any of the bullets being shot at her.
You okay?
Yeah. Can't make it. The open ground's too exposed.
I'm coming back.
No, stay there if I can't make it. Get out of here and tell someone about this place. Come back for me with the cavalry.
Anya!
Cole, don't think about it!
Splinters of wood showered down on Anya's head.
Damn it!
She couldn't stay there. She wondered how far she would have to throw her sword to score a hit on the guard above her at 10 o'clock.
No time like the present to find out.
Anya switched to single shots, came up and fired two rounds at the 2 o'clock position, barely aware that the firing had stopped from the 10 o'clock position. She risked a look and saw that her sword had impaled the guard. He was dead, with the sword jutting out of his chest.
Only the one guard left.
Anya ran for the safety of the overhang. She rushed into Cole's arms, almost tackling him as she did so.
God. Jesus, Anya, you okay?
Yeah.
I saw you throw the sword. Incredible.
Save it for later.
Well, what about the sword? Don't you need to get it back?
Don't worry about the sword. It always comes home. Kind of like a boomerang.
Interesting.
Anya eyed the expanse of open space in front of them, but didn't see anything that would bar their way.
I think we're clear.
You sure?
I think that was the last major obstacle. What sub do you want?
I'd opt for the normal-looking one, actually. I don't think I'd enjoy the ride back home in a shark.
Okay, let's go for it.
They made their way down a set of metal steps that led to the mooring area. Anya could see the detail on the two sharks as they drew abreast of them. They didn't seem nearly as frightening as they did when they were actually moving through the water.
That's damned impressive.
Maybe we can get one as a souvenir. I don't see any guards anywhere.
Me neither. Let's get this thing started.
She climbed aboard and started untying the ropes that held the submarine to the dock.
Now, don't tell me we're having mechanical difficulties. Cole?
She finished untying the mooring lines and scampered over to the conning tower entry point.
Cole?
Anya climbed over the edge and then dropped down into the main portion of the sub itself.
Everything okay now?
Cole was nowhere to be seen. But two guards aimed their guns at Anya. Behind them, in the captain's chair, sat an older man with white hair tinged with red streaks. He looked pleased.
Welcome, Anya Creed. It's so nice to have you here with us. Now, listen to me very carefully. I won't hesitate to shoot you, but I would prefer not to. If you stand very still, you might even live to enjoy the next few minutes of your life.
You must be Henderson.
Thornton Henderson III, at your service. And I must say, it is my pleasure to make your acquaintance.
Where's Cole?
You mean the lad who came scrambling down here with the intent to steal one of my submarines?
Yes.
He's a bit tied up at the moment.
One of the guards moved to the side just enough so Anya could see Cole on his stomach with his hands tied behind him.
You shouldn't have done that.
Oh, dear me. Did I do something to annoy you?
Anya looked around the area. The submarine had an impressive array of electronics and instrumentation. If she'd known it would be this complicated to run, she might have insisted they take one of the mechanical sharks instead.
This is some sub.
You like it? I bought it from the same firm that makes unconventional platforms for Special Operations Commandos. I had them do a little custom work on it for my purposes. They did marvelous work.
I'm sure they'll happily use your testimonial in their next sales brochure.
That might be difficult, as it seems the entire company has ceased to exist. Someone planted a rather large bomb at their production facility on the same night their corporate offices endured a horrendous fire. Tragically, anyone connected with this submarine seems to have perished. Shame about that.
So, since you've been in such a rush to meet me, suppose you tell me what this is all about. You can start by telling me why I was kidnapped.
Kidnapped? You left me no alternative, my dear girl. After all, it seemed it was your intention to do battle with my creation. I couldn't very well let you have your way with my shark and be able to maintain its terrifying characteristics, now could I?
Why have the sharks?
They serve a very concrete purpose, one I think you've seen in action over the past several days since you arrived.
Terror.
Indeed. There's nothing like the prospect of coming face to face with a giant killer to keep people from doing what they set out to do. In this case, I needed all of you on that boat of yours and not down in the water.
Why?
Because I have interests there as well. And to be frank, your little treasure hunt was going to interfere. I couldn't allow that. So I took steps to ensure you wouldn't become a problem.
The shark attack on Jock.
Yes.
And Cole's first encounter with it.
The cage was a marvelous idea, by the way. We had to reinforce the shark's nose after we had that little run-in. We knew the cage would come back in the water, and we wanted to get to it without giving ourselves away. Fortunately, we've got quite the ingenious workshop, full of creative minds.
So where exactly are we?
Where do you think you are, Anya? Have you figured it out yet?
I think we're underwater, in some cavern that you've somehow managed to make habitable.
Marvelous. Tell me how you arrived at that conclusion.
It wasn't hard. You've got a plumbing issue here. There's water everywhere.
Well, not everywhere. We've come light years from where we were when we first located this place. The water level had to be reduced significantly before we could get people down here. But it's all worked wonderfully. I think you'd agree that this is quite a technological achievement.
I guess. But to what end? What are you up to?
I'm not here to steal your paltry little treasure wreck, I assure you.
That's not what Sheila said.
Sheila told you exactly what she was supposed to tell you, Anya. As well as give you all some worry about sabotage when the screw was found. You see, it's little things that are sometimes more effective than some grand statement like blowing you up. By planting small doubts, we distracted you just enough.
And the shark?
Insurance, in case the little stuff didn't work.
And how is Sheila doing? Last I saw her, she had a broken wrist.
She's fine. All bandaged up and doing quite well. I think she's looking forward to some quality time alone with you once she recovers. I wouldn't be looking forward to that if I were you. Terrible temper that one has.
I'll keep it in mind. So you've got an underwater colony of sorts and all this mechanical drilling equipment. What's the deal? You trying to find some lost store of oil?
Oh, I've already found it, my dear. And we're sitting on it right now. Well, not literally, of course.
Of course.
But under this part of the Atlantic, there lies an incredible store of oil reserves, enough to turn me into the world's first trillionaire. It's never been done before, you know. When this is all said and done, I will have more money than most of the nations on this planet.
If there's so much oil, then why hasn't anyone else tried to tap into it yet?
Well, that's the rub. Some people apparently have the notion that drilling here would result in the destruction of this particular ecosystem. They've cited studies on the marine life in this area and made all these excuses that basically put the animals ahead of humans.
The nerve. And of course you couldn't stand for that silly sentiment.
Exactly. So I had to take steps to liberate that conventional thinking from its prison.
And how the hell did you do that?
Well, I haven't yet, my dear. You see, that's why I need this place to myself for a while. Can't have any nosy people around wondering just what all those submarines and mechanical sharks are doing prowling in the waters up here. Do you know how difficult it is moving crews of workers around without anyone noticing? It's quite the logistical feat, I'll tell you.
But to what end? If you can extract the oil without anyone knowing, then why not just do that?
I need to get to the oil first, and it's buried under several hundred feet of bedrock. The cost of drilling that far down would be prohibitive. After all, I am a capitalist. I like my ventures to earn me money. If they get me some fame, then that's nice as well, but money is my main goal.
That's great. Another human being motivated solely by greed. So what's the plan? You gonna drill or not?
I'm not going to drill for the oil.
Then what?
Come over here, Anya. It will be much easier to show you rather than tell you. Come on, then.
Anya walked over and stood next to Henderson.
Now, watch.
He turned in his seat and started typing on a keyboard close by. On the monitor attached to it, a map of the North Atlantic blossomed on the screen. Henderson pointed at Nova Scotia.
Here's where we are right now.
Yeah, I got that.
The screen zoomed in to the exact spot where Anya figured the Seeker floated. Then the screen changed again, this time showing depths and lines like Anya had seen before on undersea charts.
This is our position here. We're currently in a cavern about 300 feet down. Ordinarily, you would have been killed by the pressure by now, but one of our technological feats was to pressurize this cavern while we worked here.
Impressive.
Thank you. It amazes me what people are capable of when they suddenly have almost unlimited funds in front of them.
Anya pointed at a line that ran jaggedly down one part of the monitor.
I guess so. So what's this thing here?
Ah, an excellent question. That is a previously undiscovered fault line.
A fault line?
Tectonic plates, my dear. You know, the Earth's crust jutting up and against other parts. Surely you have some basic grasp of earthquakes.
I get it. But what's the big deal about it?
The best way to access the huge reserve of oil hidden under that is to widen the crack in the bedrock.
How are you planning to do that?
We'll be triggering a seismic event of grand proportions. That should do the trick nicely.
You're gonna create an earthquake.
Exactly.
How?
Henderson clicked away from the undersea chart and over to a new screen. Anya watched as a series of graphics displayed and immediately saw where Henderson was headed with his plans. And she didn't like the look of any part of it.
Rather creative, wouldn't you agree?
You'll kill hundreds of thousands of people if this goes wrong.
Given the nature of human society these days, I don't think that a little culling of the herd is such a bad thing.
I disagree.
You're not in a position to argue that point.
Not currently.
Not ever. Once we implant the small nuclear device into the hole we're drilling at the top of the fault line, the resulting explosion will enable us to get a pipeline straight into the oil reserves and begin siphoning it to the underwater processing facility that we're building.
Radioactive oil? You can't be serious.
There will be no radiation in the oil. We can contain the radiation and keep it from contaminating the supply. Sadly, the marine life in this area will be sacrificed, but that's how it goes.
And the resulting tsunami? That will kill thousands of people.
They might have some warning.
Probably not.
Yes, probably not. But I can't be bothered with it, and neither can you. Your destiny lies elsewhere.
And where would that be?
With your friend Cole there. You two will have seats at Ground Zero. Imagine that.
And what about the rest of your workers?
Are you gonna kill them too, now that they've served their purpose?
There's plenty of time to finish evacuating them. We've already started, in fact. In the meantime, I believe the moment has come for you and your friend Cole to get situated.
Where are you putting us?
Outside, by the hole we drilled that leads right into the mass of bedrock. I'll tell you what, I'll even leave the cavern pressurized and full of oxygen for you and Cole to talk about your final time together while we count down to the explosion from a very safe distance away.
Just how big is this nuke?
Not that big, actually. You wouldn't believe how difficult it is to get weapons-grade plutonium these days, even for a man of my wealth. We might have had an easier time just hijacking some old Soviet-era surplus submarines, but they were always so unreliable. Bloody thing might have exploded on us, and that wouldn't have been any good, now would it?
Yeah, that would have been a real shame. So are they going to shoot me?
Not unless they have to.
Why have you got such a grudge against me?
My dear, I don't have a grudge against you or your friend. This is simply business. You two wandered into an area where you shouldn't have, and regrettably, you must pay the price for that curiosity.
You could always let us go.
And have you tell the world what I've done here?
As soon as that bomb goes off, the rest of the world is going to know what you did. How else will you explain your sudden appearance on the scene to tap into the oil reserves hidden here?
By the time the officials of the United States and Canada get their act together, I will already have sucked this particular reservoir dry and moved it to another site in international waters, where I can claim that I struck the reserve myself using my money. And then I'll simply start selling it at such a bargain price that the OPEC countries will find themselves teetering on economic collapse. I'll have a line of countries wanting to do business with me for my low prices. And before anyone realizes what's happening, it'll be too late. The oil will be gone, I'll be rich, and no one will be the wiser.
There's no way that will ever work, and you know it. You won't have a safe haven anywhere in the world. You'll be hunted down like a dog.
You have a very simplistic view of the world's politics, don't you? In reality, no one will care. The elected officials will be happy that they suddenly have access to oil at remarkably low prices. They can bulk up their strategic reserves and have enough for at least a half century without buying anything from the Middle East.
And you expect those countries to collapse?
Why wouldn't they? Oil is all they have that is worth anything. Not very equitable, is it?
I don't know. Considering a lot of their real estate isn't arable, I'd say it's almost a fair trade.
They're barbarians, and they should be treated as such. When I release the oil and they have no customers, they'll wither away and die.
Your actions will simply spawn a new era of pan-global terrorism. Tons of innocent people will die, and it will all be because of you.
Perhaps.
And you can sleep at night with that hanging over your head?
Actually, I sleep very well indeed. But I thank you for your deep concern. It's almost touching.
You're a maniac.
Undoubtedly.
It's not too late to stop this.
I'm not one to abandon a project after I've already committed almost $50 million to it. $50 million, Anya. Do you have that kind of cash available? Would you like to pay me off so you can save your precious lives in this area of the ocean?
Where will you go?
After I leave you, off to our processing facility. It's even more impressive than this station. I wish you could see it, Anya. But I'm afraid the time has come for me to leave you in the very capable hands of my guards.
The first guard started toward Anya while the second guard brought his gun up and leveled it on Anya's head. He was too far away for Anya to smack it offline, and she had little choice but to accept the handcuffs that the first guard put on her wrists.
This isn't the last you'll see of me.
Yes, I know. You've got that dying urge to tell me how you'll hunt me down and get your vengeance. Wonderful. Well, I look forward to it. And so too does Sheila, I expect.
What about these guys?
They'll be fine. After you get her and the man positioned, take the second shark and rendezvous with me at the processing facility.
The guards both nodded, and then led Anya back up to the ladder and forced her to climb out of the submarine. The act was considerably tougher with her hands restricted, but fortunately, they'd cuffed her hands in front of her rather than behind.
He's gonna be harder to get out of there.
It was your idea to cuff his hands behind him. Have fun hauling his ass up here.
The first guard left. Anya looked at the second guard, who stood next to her on the submarine.
Not very smart, that guy, huh?
Shut up.
Just making small talk?
I said be quiet, or I'll shut you up.
All right, then. I just can't believe you guys are going along with this. All this destruction. People are gonna die.
So what? Now shut up! I don't want to have to punch you in the face, but I will if you talk to me anymore.
All right, fine.
Anya watched as a submarine she hadn't noticed before drifted down a tunnel.
Is that the rest of the workers?
I said be quiet, lady.
Just wondering?
Yeah, okay, that's them. That tunnel leads out of the cavern, and that's where we'll be heading, once we finish strapping you and your friend to the bomb that Henderson had built for him.
Who built it?
Some Pakistani scientist who thought he was working for Al-Qaeda. It was actually pretty funny. Imagine his surprise when Henderson killed him after he took delivery of it.
Just a trail of bodies in Henderson's wake, huh?
She saw the top of Cole's head appear out of the conning tower. The second guard helped him out, and then the first guard emerged.
Well, that sucked.
Help me get him ashore so Henderson can leave. Let's get a move on.
Anya walked over toward the gangplank, amazed that the sub had stayed close to the dock despite none of the ropes still holding it there. As she came abreast of the gangway, Anya spotted a familiar face. Sheila was walking toward her, and the smile on her face was anything but friendly.
Hiya, Sheila. Sorry about the wrist.
I wanted to kill you myself, but Henderson insisted. Here's the good news, though. I'm going back to the Seeker, and I'm going to kill everyone on that damn boat. Hunter, Dave, Sammy, all the rest of them. And then I'm going to have a real nice time playing with Jax.
Isn't that going to be a little tough with a busted wrist?
I've had worse injuries.
What about the explosion? It might destroy them all before you have a chance to.
The hell with it. As long as they die, I'm good.
Henderson's head popped out of the conning tower.
Sheila, darling, are you coming?
Anya glanced back at Henderson and then at Sheila.
So that's the deal, is it? You guys shacking up on the sub ride back to the processing facility? That's sweet.
Sheila punched Anya in the gut again.
It's nothing like that at all.
Okay. Well, have fun anyway. He looks like he might need his diaper changed.
Make sure you put the bomb right between her legs. I want no chance that she can survive.
It's a nuclear bomb. Don't think there's much chance she's gonna survive.
Sheila stormed off.
She's a really big fan of mine.
Yeah, we can tell.